Governor Walker's proposed state budget has seen extensive media coverage in recent days. One aspect that came under scrutiny this weekend is a provision to halt state insurance coverage for municipalities and schools.
The budget proposal calls for a shutdown of the Local Government Property Insurance Fund, which is managed by the state, currently insures some 970 local governments and schools across the state.
Joining us now is Kurt Witinski, Assistant Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Kurt, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
What could change if a provision, this provision we're talking about, in the proposed budget is adopted and the state-managed property insurance program is discontinued?
Well, it would mean more expenses for cities and villages and therefore and school districts and towns and counties and therefore the property taxpayers that help pay for that property insurance would pay more. This is a program that's been in place since 1911. And it offers affordable property insurance for local governments.
You sound as though you're convinced that prices will go up. What makes you so sure?
Well, we know the prices are going to go up regardless of whether the fund remains intact or not. The fund right now is in is underfunded. It doesn't have enough money to pay off some of the claims that are being made against it. And so even if the fund remains in place, premiums will have to go up so that it's adequately funded. And then if the property insurance fund is eliminated, like the governor's proposing, municipalities and other local governments will have to go to the private sector and obtain quotes from the insurance industry. And so far, most local governments have looked at the private options have remained in the local government fund that the state operates because it's less expensive. So presumably, in either way, in the future, premiums will go up for local governments.
Can you give us some background on this state-managed insurance program and how it's worked over the years until now?
Sure. So as I said, it's been in place over 100 years. It was originally created in 1911 to provide an option for local governments to obtain property insurance because none was available at the time on the private market, and it's continued to exist over the years. In the last couple of years, it's run into some difficulties in that in 2009 or 2010, the fund had over $41 million in surplus, which caught the eye of some legislators in the state capitol, and they thought that was a little too much, and worked out an arrangement with the administrator of the fund at that time, and it still is the Office of Commissioner of Insurance, to give back about $12 million of that surplus, $12 million in dividend, to participants, local governments. Of course, at the time, local governments were delighted to receive $12 million in dividends, but that also meant that the surplus that was in reserve to pay off claims was reduced by $12 million. And then about immediately after that, or a few years after that, there have been some rather large claims made against the fund by school districts and counties and others who experienced either, catastrophic losses through fires or tornadoes or storms or something like that and had damaged buildings, and they've made some claims, rather expensive ones. So the fund finds itself at this state in time, at least in 2014, according to the annual statement of the fund, that the insurance industry likes to use this terminology, a surplus. They have a negative surplus of $1.3 million, which means they're, $1.3 million short of where they should be to pay off claims that they anticipate based on the number of premiums, the amount of premiums coming in. So the fund is in a delicate position right now financially. I think that caught the governor's eyes. I'm sure it did. And also I'm sure private insurance companies are probably talked with the governor about their desire to have more access to potential customers like local governments.
And has the state-managed fund that's been around since, 1911, you said, put private insurers at a disadvantage in Wisconsin?
Well, I would say that the trend lately in the last couple of years has been local governments have... there are less local governments participating in the fund today than there was at its peak two or three or four years ago. So some communities, obviously, I'd say half the villages of the state have found property insurance on the private market and must have found better deals or were just more comfortable going with the local, you know, insurance agent that they were familiar with. So I wouldn't say that they're excluded from the market, but this is an option that we think, this public fund option, the state administered fund, is an option we would like to see continue to exist. And one big reason is because we're fearful that some of our members are smaller villages that have older buildings that might not have sprinkler systems or be near fire hydrants, or for whatever reason are too risky for the private insurers to be interested in covering. And so they might not be eligible for insurance or at extremely expensive have to pay extremely expensive premiums. One beauty of the current state-run fund is that it has to accept any local government that wants to sign up and participate.
So just in terms of on-the-street level, things that you might notice if you were from one of these municipalities or schools, what kind of effect do you think people would see?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think these are one of the behind-the-scenes, in the back office details that most citizens of Wisconsin cities and villages wouldn't even be aware. You know, where does a community get its insurance, and how much coverage do they have? I don't think most citizens are familiar with that or pay much attention to it. But it is obviously something that's important for every community to consider. And so on the street, I don't think there'd be any change in what people observe of their city government.
So let's say this provision does go through and this state fund for insurance is ended. Would, say, a municipality but a city have to have someone who specialized in risk management to optimize whatever kind of package they got for private insurance, or is this something that should be pretty manageable regardless of the size of the staff?
Well, I think so most communities in the state of Wisconsin, cities and villages, our members anyway, are below, say, 2,500 in population and don't have a lot of staff, and certainly don't have a risk manager on staff. So, yeah, they rely on their insurance agents or the insurance company that they contract with, or maybe occasionally consultants that would educate and recommend and consult on insurance issues. So a short answer to your question is I think most communities will be able to handle it without hiring a risk manager or staff to do this. This would just be one of the things they'd have to trust their people they contract with to provide insurance. And by the way, one of the things that our association does, we do have an insurance arm, and so is the county's association, and so is the town's association. And one option that we're looking at to fill the vacuum that might be created by the elimination of this fund would be to start to offer property insurance. Currently, we don't do that. Our the league's insurance company and the county's insurance company doesn't offer property insurance. We just offer liability and workers' comp and stuff like that. So it's something we might consider to provide that service to our members and make sure that there's property insurance available. We could offer that in the future.
And any other alternatives like that on the table?
Well, I will say this, that legislators are very interested in and have heard from local governments and school districts about the concerns that they have over the elimination of this program. So the first option we're talking with is to work with legislators to try and maintain this fund and take the steps that are necessary, realizing that it will necessitate increased premiums. So there are legislators that are interested in talking to us about this, and so that's our first goal, and our first effort is to retain this. And then, Plan B and C would be to work with other local government insurance carriers to make sure that property insurance is available. And the private market will make it available and does make it available. It's just we want to make sure there's a number of options out there so there's competition and hopefully keeping prices affordable.
Kurt, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for the call.
We've been speaking with Kurt Witinski, Assistant Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities.